This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
A New York man wrongly accused of hiding drugs up his ass was given a rectal probe. And now he's been billed for that unwanted examination. Torrance Jackson said he refused consent for the invasive procedure and as a result suffered some internal injuries.
Oh, he
they
fought
were
it,
rough
huh?
with
he
him. They
fought
were
it.
Rough.
Oh, yeah, they stuck that camera.
See what's in there. See what's in your butthole.
Doctors in Syracuse, New York, refused to carry out the exam until police obtained a warrant. The hospital, though, sent Mr. Jackson a bill for over $4,500. What happened was he was stopped in his car by police after failing to signal. All they did was fail to signal. They did find some weed in his car. They believed cocaine residue as well.
Failing to signal is just
signal, man.
No, I feel like it's...
They said...
I feel like it's something.
Oh, you think, yeah.
His posture in the car was consistent with someone hiding drugs in their rectum. His posture, the way he was sitting.
These cops are grasping at straws.
Yeah, it sounds...
One officer was injured, I guess, in an ensuing struggle to arrest the guy. They say
can't
that
fight back if he did.
He taunted them about having drugs. He was taken to a hospital. An X-ray found no foreign objects in his body. And his body.
And his buddy.
There's no foreign objects in my
body. No, don't go in my buddy.
There was a buddy.
Yeah, we're going up your buddy.
No, stay out of my buddy.
I'm not staying out.
You stay out
I'm
of my buddy.
Putting this big camera in your buddy.
Not my buddy.
Bloop. So then they forcibly sedated him.
I'm in your buddy.
For this exam.
Jesus.
No drugs were found. But he woke up, found blood in his underwear. He said, I felt tampered with.
You were tampered.
They went into his buddy.
They went into his buddy.
So did they? That is something I've never heard. And I know we've had some people on this show that listen, I mean, that have been through some, you know, searches. Do they bill you? Do you have to pay if they search you?
I don't know. Probably.
You didn't admit that you had drugs in your butt and they had to go in there and find them.
Yeah, they probably consider you weren't cooperating.
But at the same time, if I don't have drugs in my butt and you're like, give me those drugs out of your butt. And I'm like, I swear to God, I don't have drugs in my butt. I'll open it. I'll go see it.
Yeah.
You know, like I really don't. And then they're like, well, no, you're not cooperating.
What state?
We're
was
going
this?
Inside.
New York. Syracuse. Mm. So we were asking if anyone's had their butt searched by the cops. Have you had to pay for it? 1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969.
And New York might be different. There's a lot of like
state laws and stuff.
Crazy state laws.
They're
in
like,
New
oh,
York
you can
too.
Go and we're a buddy free state.
Yeah, exactly. And if like you, I know like if you have a gun on you, it's like super bad. Mm.
So he had a debt collector's agency pursue him for the medical bill. The hospital said its officials comply with court orders whenever they're issued for detainees who come to the hospital in police custody. And that's what led to the bill.
Yeah, I think this guy's got a lawsuit.
Yeah. It is weird, though. I mean, once you, like, that's why you try your hardest, right?
Mm-hmm.
To not get arrested.
Yeah.
Because once you get arrested, everything's not really in your control anymore,
you
right?
lose control of your buddy.
Your buddy is up for grabs. In many different ways.
I don't want to wake up.
The cops can grab it. Your cellmate can grab it.
But who wants to wake up with a bleeding buddy?
Nobody.
But they were targeting him, so.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't think there's any doubt about it, but.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a police officer with us. Anonymous voice-changing technology.
All right.
So this innocent man was billed $4,600 for a police-ordered rectal probe. We were wondering, is that normally the case?
Hey, guys. So the way that works out, if you're in police custody for whatever reason, any type of medical procedure or injuries while you're in police custody are paid for, even if they're pre-existing. So that's like if I were to lock someone up that needs like chemotherapy, we have to pay for their chemotherapy and their medical treatments. So if you were to go and do this, which is, like you said, grasping at straws, it's ridiculous. I don't even know what they're doing.
Right.
The department responsible for any medical bills incurred during all that stuff.
So you believe this guy could have a lawsuit on his hands then?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It almost seems like someone did something wrong.
like made a mistake and he got billed for it. You know what I mean? Like, I bet.
Yeah, it seems like a hospital error in billing.
Yeah.
And to me personally, it seems like for whatever reason, he got into it with the police, and this is the, you know what? You want to be an a-hole?
Yeah.
Then, paybacks. We'll try and be bigger a-holes.
Right. We'll get so into your a-hole.
Turned into that, and they just went way off the deep end and.
They went in there.
Yeah,
they went in the buddy.
Yeah. No, yeah. They went in the deep end.
Yeah, they went right in his deep end.
All right, man. Thanks for calling
in.
We appreciate it. You know what? And I believe most of these shouldn't end in blood in your underwear. I'll say that.
Well, especially if you've done like ultrasounds, you've done a whole bunch of things, x-rays, and like there's nothing. Like it shows nothing.
And the doctors were saying, look, well, there's nothing in there.
And they're like, go in.
There was like 8 officers at the hospital, and it was like a standoff. So they had to write it off. I've just read all about it.
Oh.
So they had to write off.
Okay, this guy's getting a boatload of dough.
Yeah. The only way you want to have blood in your underwear is if you eat too many burritos.
Oh, I still don't want it then. I never want blood in my underwear. Ever, ever, ever.
Can't say I haven't had it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, that was dark. Oh,
okay. I'm with you.
Yeah. And there we go. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Hemorrhoids hurt, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, they do.
At least you don't Sometimes. Have a big bill what? With it.
I don't have a
A big bill.
Yeah, thank God, like it was free. All my blood was free.
Your buddy blood?
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like this should be playing if you looked in your underwear and there was.
To be totally honest.
That's after a 2 burrito night in my fat days.
Yeah. I mean, I understand being upset by it until you're dealing with something like me and then everything feels great. I did hurt myself that day.
Oh, what do you mean? Like it.
Yeah, that's the way
what
that
happened?
That's the way that happens.
I don't know.
Like if you have a hemorrhoid and it
pops
and it gives way,
it ruptures,
but then everything's great.
Don't
because
push too hard.
What the pain is the fact that it's there.
The needle tears a hole,
and then when the needle tears a hole, you're good.
The old
just
familiar
has to heal
sting,
and then you're good. The old familiar sting. You try and kill it all
Johnny
away.
Johnny Cash's hemorrhoids.
I never realized hurt was about roids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Trent Reznor, it's known, was actually writing about hemorrhoids at that time.
What a poet.
Yeah, he was. He was like, you know what? When you're in your 60s and looking back, this will be about
it
hemorrhoids.
It is deep, though, because, I mean, your butthole truly is your sweetest friend.
Listen to
my
this.
My most closest friend.
Your buddy. I had a uniformed cop open my pee hole on the side of a road to see if I was hiding drugs. He didn't even use gloves.
Yeah, well, we heard
lawsuit.
Yeah, we heard about a couple guys that were running around and remember those guys that
were
putting
their fingers?
Yeah, but
they were getting their old jilly jollies, right?
Well, that's, don't you feel like if someone made you pull your thing out and he took a little look in the, what am I putting in there, by the way?
Yeah.
Like, what do I got in there?
Not
how
this.
Much?
That's a sick.
Dude, comment. You were touched.
Yeah.
Hashtag touched.
Mm. Yeah.
You should totally sue.
Yeah.
You should never be taking part in a roadside pee hole check.
Never heard of it.
Roadside pee hole check.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I deserve one of these.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the...
Got the screaming goat.
The sound of your buddy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, off to Alabama next. Speaking of cops, the police department there, they say there's been a big spike in homicides.
Oh.
What do you think they're blaming it on?
Where is it?
Alabama.
Oh, I know.
College football.
I know what they're blaming it on.
Darker.
Wouldn't be that.
Satan.
The devil.
Well, the devil.
Yeah.
Devil is. He's after Beelzebub.
Yeah. He's a demonic guy. He's a king of demons, so of course.
Yeah.
Alabama Police Department is blaming Satan
for a recent spike in homicides.
Alabama, huh?
Mm. They used social media to scold community members for embracing Satan.
Behemoth. Beelzebub.
And they say the big spike in deaths is that young people have turned away from God and embraced Satan.
That's right.
In 2 days, there have been two gunshot killings in this place called Covington County, Alabama, located on the Alabama-Florida line. But the police there took to social media to say it's all because of Satan. And now other groups are saying it is illegal for a government entity to endorse or criticize religious belief.
Well, yeah. you're gonna activate the Church of Satan. Like when you do something like that, they're gonna be all over you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Freedom from Religion Foundation is one of the people that's speaking up so far. But so far, police there not backing down. They're still standing strong that Satan's responsible for it.
God damn, Alabama, man,
Alabama.
You got to make choices in life, and where you live is one of those choices.
Yep.
All right, if you are around wild animals, you don't want them to be sexually charged.
I really don't. Especially not a giant beast. Oh my God.
A sexually charged elephant.
Hey! No!
Broke into a game park.
Why? Oh! Hey!
Where a top safari ranger was working.
No, 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 no.
Ranger Chuck, what's going on over there?
Sexually charged elephant's got me.
Is that elephant got a boner?
Huge.
Look at it. Get out of there. Help. Get out. He's taking your pants off.
He's got a triple.
Protect your body. Again. Protect your body.
It's his. He's got me.
He's got his back. Oh, God, I can do Ranger Chuck. Ranger Chuck, your body.
Oh. Oh, no. He's not done. No, Ranger Chuck, though, is out. Like, Ranger Chuck is... I mean, that's it. I mean, you're only awake for a few seconds of this. Your body would turn right off. Your brain, it would. It'd turn right off. From the pain. I don't even know what really happened to the guy, but in my head, it's real bad.
All we had here was sexually charged elephant.
That's it. Trunk is stronger than, like, you know, their trunk, it can throw a car, right? Oh, if it wants in there, it's getting in there.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Nakui's noise is
what?
Is terrifying.
Nakui's noise.
Your moans. I can't even get it together.
Moans.
It was killing me.
Just
the thought of you being taken by an elephant.
The screams.
Yeah,
I went higher each time.
Yeah.
Well, you would too.
I think you would. Until your brain turned right off.
Right. Your brain is like, you don't need to be here for this.
So not quite how it played out.
Okay.
And I don't know what's worse, though. This sexually charged elephant broke into a game park.
Yeah.
And trampled
this
ranger.
Okay. That I'd rather have that.
You'd rather be trampled?
Oh, for sure.
I thought, yeah. I hear you.
Are you kidding me?
Mark.
You seen an elephant dong?
Mark Lautenbach, a 33-year-old guide. He died at Leopard Rock Lodge. After a 13,000-pound sexually charged elephant crushed him.
Yeah.
They blame the elephant's aggressive behavior on the fact that he was in a heightened state of sexual tension known as must.
What?
Yeah. Must. You don't pronounce the H?
I don't think so. Mustard. It's like must.
Mustard.
Mustard.
I'm in mustard. I'm in mustard.
No, they're weird when they're dangerous when they get in that must.
I bet you could be dangerous.
Oh, I'm dangerous already. Yeah. I'm always in must.
every time we find out stuff that animals do, mm-hmm. I just always think how lucky we are that we don't have the same type of thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Like that if guys got a little bit horny, they just start smashing. Well, I mean, some do.
What's crazy about elephants, do they leak this stuff from around their ears that's like a glandular...
Like so a smell?
All, they're all wet, like, oh, on their neck.
Oh, man. They,
imagine
like,
if
sweat.
That happened. I was like, I need some socks.
Oh, my God. Oh, yikes. Andy's leaking again.
Andy's leaking.
The elephant broke through the fence into
my
the...
My shirt would be soaked every day.
...into the lodge's tourist area. The animal repeatedly trampled this ranger.
Oh, yeah. I told there was nothing.
As the ranger tried to steer the elephant away from the park visitors. So, what a hero this dude is.
Yeah,
though.
He was. Yeah.
He's trying to save everyone else. Friends have been taking to social media to remember him. They say a kinder, more passionate man doesn't exist. Sad way to see him go.
Did they kill the elephant after?
They don't mention what happened to the elephant.
I almost feel like you can't because it's an elephant.
And it's sexually charged, right? It hasn't just lost its mind. It's
they
just
know.
Horny.
They know the deal. When you're like an elephant ranger,
that's a different level of horny. Like, imagine I just come in one day and I'm knocking over
that's
chairs.
What I mean. Like,
and,
thank God. Like, thank God that's not the way it is. Like, Jesus, we gotta get Dave Lee.
Oh, here he goes again.
He's screaming. I just trampled Jason.
Jason, Jew.
Yeah.
Oh,
be a different day around here.
Must.
Thank God we don't get musty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a crazy thing. They're super dangerous.
When, is it just like elephants that have that happen to them?
Well, I mean, I know they're known for it. Like,
yeah,
male elephants are just like, they're like 90% testosterone or something when they're like that. It's crazy. Mm. They get pissed.
They're just so huge. Like, what'd you say, 13,000 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on.
It's a big, big, big boy.
Yeah, it is. Not something you want to have happen.
I just,
to you.
I'd feverishly be trying to jerk him off.
Come here.
Easy boy. Oh,
come on. It'd be like jerking off a tree trunk, Chuck.
Easy boy.
There's no way you could do it. It'd be like this.
It's impossible.
It would be like this. I'm trying to save my life, guys. I'm trying to save my life, Lisa.
Ranger Chuck, remember your training.
I'm trained for it.
Remember your training.
You can do this, Chuck. Get
do
in there.
Yeah,
can you get
yeah,
out?
Yeah. Don't forget the balls.
There,
okay,
you go.
There
you go.
He likes it. Look at him.
Bigger. You're not getting it all. Oh, you're not getting it all.
Oh, oh my God.
Getting quite a workout. Look at your biceps. Really,
oh,
you get
God,
a workout there.
The gun show.
It's not easy jerking an elephant off.
I'm saying, like, you'd have, like, really great biceps.
Oh, of course,
if you were, like, doing that whole
well,
time.
Because that would be, like... Your whole ranger station would just be these giant fake dongers that everyone's just practicing on all the time.
I think he likes that. You hear him? He likes that part.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, you got it. You got him in a sweet spot.
This poor guy, you know, he didn't want to die and have like this and have it be like the headline.
Sexually charged.
Man.
Yeah, because his death was so much more heroic than the scene that I created of him being taken
just
by
taken,
an elephant.
Taken in the buddy. Yeah, they... people skim headlines too, so you know that most of the world is like, some guy just got raped by an elephant.
They won't even open it.
No,
raped him to death.
Because the headline is hero ranger saves crowd of visitors from sexually charged elephant.
Yeah,
that's the headline.
That's what it should be.
But that you don't click on that. You don't click on that.
Oh. Sexually charged elephant kills safari ranger.
Yeah.
Totally different. Someone said you'd be like a firefighter sliding down the elephant's dog.
I would. I mean, I guess my best bet would be to just jump on it with my arms and legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You'd have to whole body jerk.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Just try and hang on for dear life until it was over.
Like you're trying to climb a telephone pole.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
You're trying to live, you know?
Yeah, anything it takes.
All right, we're off to Germany next here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. A German police officer has been found guilty of stealthing.
I don't know what that is.
A little too stealthy.
Stealthing is when you remove a condom during intercourse without the consent of your partner. It's the first of its kind case in Germany.
Stealthing.
The 36-year-old guy carried out the offense at his apartment last year, they say. He got an 8-month suspended jail sentence from the court and was fined about $3,400 in damages. He also has to pay for a sexual health test for the woman he was with. The woman said she told him to wear a condom and gave him no consent to sexual intercourse without protection. Only after he finaled did she realize that he had not been wearing one. She saw him with one on at the beginning, and obviously during intercourse, he slipped it off at some point.
It's the old slipperoo.
She then was worried if she had caught something from him.
Or was he just...
Just slid right out of it?
Was he just tiny?
Just what?
Was he tiny?
He whispers. Was he tiny?
I know. I mean, why are you whispering that?
Was he tiny?
Was he?
Smart.
Was he small?
So it's just...
Did he ship?
No, he intentionally removed it. They determined.
Oh, he didn't.
There have been... there's no stealthing cases that have ever been reviewed in the United States, but criminal trials have taken place in Switzerland and Canada.
That's the first time I've ever heard of it, so...
In 2017, a man was convicted after he admitted he took off a condom during sexual intercourse without a knowledge of his partner. And in 2014, in Canada... They upheld the conviction of a man who pierced holes in his condom without his partner's knowledge.
Just to make a baby?
Yeah, they want
to make... Is it to make a baby, or you just want to finish in there?
No, well, when you're poking holes through, it's to make a baby.
Well, poking holes is different, but slipping the condom off is you want to just go bareback.
Yeah, I would assume there's something to that.
Stealthing is still a gray area. Most men don't want to wear a condom during sex, right? That's the bottom line, but you do...
Yeah,
especially if someone
tells you to. Generally, it's more than just a feeling thing. Because the idea of having a baby with someone that I don't know or that I only know kind of well and I don't want to be tied to for the rest of my life, that feeling would override any kind of, well, it would feel so much better. So I feel like these guys have a bit more to it. They're either trying to keep the girl around by getting them pregnant.
Wow, well, I feel like a girl that tells you for sure to wear one or whatever is like, could not be on birth control. You could be risking that. Well, you can risk so many things.
Yeah,
it's really dumb. All right, speaking of sperm, according to a new study out this week, smoking weed messes with your sperm.
It
could be the best news Andy's ever heard.
Turns them amazing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're not saying it's bad. They found that the chemicals in marijuana cause genetic changes, which lead to the sperm not growing to full size. They're so drastic, they say, that some men may want to consider smoking at least 6 months before trying to make a baby. But they're not saying it's a real negative. They're not saying all of a sudden you'll have a mutant child.
Right. They're just saying it might be harder to get pregnant. They're smaller, so they can't swim as far or as
lazier.
Fast.
They're just slow.
Yeah.
Lazy sown sperm.
Yeah, I'm not going after that egg.
It's what they want. It's what they want.
Look how far it is, man.
Other people are going to get there.
Yeah. I mean,
we can just hang out.
I'm just going to hang out here.
All right. Sounds good.
A type 1 diabetic in England who feared he'd never have a kid after his condition left him impotent has revealed how an extreme treatment might help reignite his sex life. Jimmy Croxton, he's from Staffordshire in England. He's been trying for a baby with his girlfriend Natalie, but his fluctuating blood sugar levels caused by his type 1 diabetes have damaged nerves in his penis, leading to erectile dysfunction and problems finaling.
Oh, yeah.
However, they say it's all set to change thanks to a new treatment. It's about $1,500 called the P-Shot.
Oh, we've talked about it.
This is the vampire penis jab.
Yep.
He had his first P-Shot. He's already experienced enhanced sexual performance. He hopes another shot will see him finishing normally. And he says if then we can conceive, it'll mean the world to both of us to have a kid together.
I'd never stop getting them, though, if, like...
Yeah, that P-Shot, what, it, like, makes you able to shabone again?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. It's like, I think what it does is it increases, I think it, more than anything, increases sensitivity of the area. So I'm guessing, you know where they're going to do it? You know, in that spot, there's a spot the bottom.
Yeah,
The spot.
That's,
I'm assuming that's where they're gonna do it, right, and then there. So it would kill, right? If they didn't have any kind of
numbing,
but then you increase that spot's sensitivity, and then you can go off. But also, like, it being turned on more probably helps more blood to go there.
Yeah.
So, he was 26 when he first started having issues. Man, that's crazy.
Well, diabetes, it sucks.
And then nerve damage eventually stopped him from being able to finish. So he'd have this sensation without any stuff.
He's so young.
Wow, that's crazy. So he would still...
but not for shoes.
Wow.
Yeah, no.
Man, that's
so a friend wild. Mentioned to him about this radical new treatment designed to restore erectile dysfunction, and he thought, well, it's worth a shot. He booked in for his first pee shot, takes plasma from the blood and injects it into the penis with the aim of repairing wasted nerve endings, similar to the vampire facials we've talked about. And within days, he said his erections lasted longer and his penis looked plumper. He said it gave him a huge confidence boost.
I'm feeling then that this isn't, they're not going after the tip then. I feel like they're going in after wherever the blood is, like.
I thought when we watched it, they literally shoot it into the what expands in there, like
those chambers.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know,
but whatever you got to do, man, to get boners, you know.
Oh, absolutely! My God.
Yeah, it is crazy, though, that, like, he could get a boner and then could even go all the way. It's just that...
No splodouche.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's still struggling to splodouche, and he hopes that second shot will get him right back to working order.
Okay.
So we'll have to... Hopefully they do a follow-up to let us know if he's splodouches. Yeah. Hey, did that guy splodouche or not?
We need to know.
We do, because that's... I mean... If there's guys listening that's suffering from that, that's a big deal. Also, should work on a couple of those
teeth. He could have fixed those jibs. Mm-hmm.
Could have spent that money on his teeth. Hey, if you got to choose between your teeth or your dong, you're going dong, right?
Oh, rip them out. Give me dentures all day.
Yeah. If you got to just pick one, you go,
yeah,
go dong a doodle do.
I get it.
Sucks, too, because he has like type 1 diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Like he did that.
Oh, he's born.
So, Brian, you actually work with a company that does this pee shot?
Yes.
Okay, so where do they inject it is a big question we have.
All right. So basically when you want to go full erect, you've got two little bladders on the left and right side of your dong.
Yeah.
And it's all about blood flow and circulation. So that's what it's called, platelet-rich plasma is what it's called. And what that does is so you inject in that area, and what it does is it helps revascularize, so more blood flow enters that area. And the problem with diabetics is, you know, like you could lose toes and legs and stuff. That's all be due to poor circulation. So he's getting poor circulation to his dong, and now we're increasing that circulation so he can be a natural guy again.
Yeah.
So have you heard of this case, though? He can now, after a shot, get aroused, but he can't splodouche. Is that normal?
Right. Yeah, that's normal. So the nerve, this has nothing to do with the nerve endings on the, you know, on your tip.
Yeah.
It has more to do with
inner plumbing.
Blood flow. Yeah, it fixes the blood flow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's where it's coming from.
And Will, I mean, he's hoping his second shot will make that happen. Do you think that's a reasonable expectation?
Probably not.
No.
Yeah, it's going
to
be tough.
He'll just be able to just keep going, maybe. but not finale.
So wow. Who is it, basically diabetics this applies to that get the pee shot, or do you see other normal dudes getting it? Like, what's the clientele?
Dudes 45 and older that might be, you know, taking, like, a pill supplement as well. Been told not to name names, so
yeah.
So it's that age group, as well as, you know, people that anybody that has any type of ED, basically.
And is it something that you have to repeatedly get done? It's not one and done, right? Do you have to keep going
for
touch-ups?
It's not one and done. It's I would say normally every 6 months.
Okay,
would be a fair thing to say.
Two final questions here. How much, and does it hurt?
I don't know if it hurts. I haven't had it done, and how much it varies. I've seen it anywhere from $1,000 all the way up to $3,500, depending on where you are in the country. Like in Miami, it's $3,000, right?
Oh, but yeah.
In Missouri, it's $1,200. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So go to Missouri.
Yep.
Yes.
Get your cute shots in Missouri.
What's it in Boston? How much is it?
Probably about $3,000.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's a, okay. That's a big market for it then.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling in, man. All right. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Take care. So Joe is a type 1 diabetic. You also shoot blanks. Are you considering this?
Absolutely not.
No, why not?
Because it is so convenient to shoot blanks.
Well, yeah.
Oh, if you're not looking to make a baby, then
exactly,
you win, right?
Yeah, he's got it made, yeah.
Nope.
So
no
you don't have any issues getting your man to rise to attention or anything like that?
No, everything else still works the same. It still feels great.
It just turned off your splidoosh.
Yeah.
It's just a poof of dust at the end. There's nothing there.
Like literally no nothing at all.
Absolutely zero cleanup.
Yeah.
And that doesn't back up in you or there's no other issue going on with that? Like that's okay?
I texted a minute ago. This is called... retrograde.
Orgasms.
I don't know if I can say the other word.
Orgasms?
Pretty much, yeah. So it ends up in my bladder.
Yeah.
But it does not cause any negative effects.
Do you pee it out?
Yes.
I don't see it in mine, but some people can.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like they pee and it's cloudy.
And you can actually even go inside of a girl and get her pregnant, supposedly.
Pee in there.
Oh, yeah, with the pee.
Yeah.
Wow, yep. Joe. All right, man. Well, I would never say congrats.
Sign up for that.
Congrats on shooting blanks.
Thanks.
All right, man. All the best to you.
Yeah. It's not bad news for everybody.
No, you're right. Like, I didn't see an upside until that guy.
I definitely did, but I mean, I know he's trying to do it naturally, but I can't. I know this sounds as painful as it could ever be, but can't they go through the scrot and get some of the stuff,
get it out?
Yeah.
Oh, right, if they're doing if artificial insemination, that kind of thing. Sure,
yeah.
I guess. But this guy in the story,
I know he wants it to work.
He wants to,
you know,
do it naturally. I get that too.
But it probably won't. So then they'll have to go to like phase two.
Mm-hmm. Manual.
It is a time we live
extraction.
In, though. It's a pretty amazing time we live in.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you, there's no shortage of scientists working on boners.
No,
and there shouldn't be.
Right.
They should have a whole boner hospital.
They do.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they do many places.
Boner research lab.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a funny little daytime drama. Boner hospital.
Boner hospital.
No, the greatest minds of our times are working on boners and video games.
It's boners, great. Video games,
yeah, right.
Hair coming back.
All highly important.
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up here, it's pervert of the day. A guy who was fired from a hospital for hiding a camera in a bathroom got a job somewhere else. Can you guess what happened there?
Uh-huh.
Let's find out.
Dave and Chuck the Freak's pervert of the day.
So I do feel like it will now be tough for this guy to get hired again after time two. It's a 34-year-old Asian guy named Johnny Chan from Portland, Oregon. Johnny Chan worked as a pharmacist. Well, I'm having trouble today.
Yeah, it's fine. It's the last one.
At Kaiser Permanente.
Yep.
Busted because they realized he hid a camera in the employee bathroom. So he was fired from the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Then after an investigation, he was indicted on 71 different charges. Mm. That's probably 71 people he caught in there, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or at least 71 times.
He's waiting for his court date. He's like, I need a job.
Yeah.
So he applied at Banana Republic.
Oh, they're just happy to get somebody. Yep. Uh-huh.
Believe it or not, they found a camera in the employee bathroom there.
Oh, boy. I have to put the banana in a Banana Republic.
Yep.
So now Johnny Chan is in jail with $2 million bail.
Well, yeah.
Waiting on a brand new set of charges.
Johnny Chan's a mess.
Yeah. Johnny Chan
is a disaster.
Johnny Chan. He's great with electronics.
Yes.
He is. He can put a camera anywhere.
But not the guy you want working for you.
No.
Especially if you like to pee.
And I do.
Yeah. Most of us do.
I do.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We want to know from you, when did you think you may have just killed someone? We're not looking for actual deaths here.
Right.
When did you think you may have just killed someone? What happened? 1-855-954-6969 if you have a story you can share. 1-855-954-6969. That's toll free. You can text us too if that's easier. It's 469-69. So this email comes from a guy who said, longtime listener, even if I don't catch you live, I'll check out the podcast. I had to share this. The other night, for the first time, my girlfriend and I tried backdoor love. Now, wasn't really a planned thing. So we were a little, how you say, underprepared with the lube situation. So we decided to take it to the shower. Just
water
as I
is not lube.
No.
Just as I get in, my lady says, hold on. Then, boom, she passes out. She started gurgling.
What?
Her eyes went to the back of her head.
Oh.
I freaked out.
Like a death gurgle.
That's crazy.
I picked her up. I threw her on the bed. I thought I gave her a heart attack. Over a minute has gone by now. It seemed like forever. I don't know what to do. I work at the local fire department. And if I would have called 911, they're going to show up and see that one of their guys with what seems like a woman he has killed.
Yeah, yeah.
I decided just to smack her decently hard across the face. And luckily, she woke up. Right after we did that, I immediately thought, I've got to tell Dave and Chuck to freak this. Thank God you did. Oh, I was wondering if anyone else had a moment like this where they thought they may have just killed someone. Keep it up, guys. Love the show. I'm not going to say his name.
It's a good thing that nothing was wrong with her. He didn't want to call 911.
Don't let the possible embarrassment / charges stop you.
But this is what I think happens sometimes in that, like, domination play where chicks are into getting choked out or dudes are into getting choked out, and then something happens and people are like, come on, wake up, and then they don't. And then they're like, oh my God, like, did I just murder somebody by mistake? Or I'm telling you, there was that one porno that I saw where the guy was doing that to a girl, and then she went out and they were like trying to wake her up and they couldn't wake her up. And then finally, like, one of the guys slapped her across the face and she came back, and the look of relief on his face, because they're just joking, you know, like, they're not joking around, but they're just making a movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're not trying to do anything to anybody. And he thought he killed this girl. You know, and when she woke up, the relief on his face was like, oh my God.
The closest I've ever come, and thank God it wasn't that bad, but I'm the clumsiest man alive. And I remember with my little cousin, who wasn't even a year old yet, I was throwing him up and he hit a ceiling fan because I'm so tall.
What is your problem?
I know, I'm ridiculous. This is the same kid that I had on my shoulders and walked through a door and he.
Oh, yeah.
Same kid. Twice I've almost destroyed this child.
He's probably afraid of you.
Oh, I wouldn't go anywhere.
He's in his 20s now.
You think he's the Goblin King from Labyrinth, throwing the baby up in the air.
Exactly. Yeah, right into
And then I realized the ceiling. It was like, it felt like a minute, but it was probably half a second.
Yeah.
But when I realized, the fan.
Oh, no.
And he's in the air. And it did hit him, but luckily it wasn't so strong that it would have done anything to him. It just kind of bounced off his little noggin.
Oh,
you guys, it was a brutal moment.
Only Dave grabs a child and flyers him up into the air without ever looking up. Dave doesn't know how tall the ceilings are.
I'm already 6'5" off the ground.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of space there. I didn't think of it, though.
Oh, my God.
I was in my early 20s. It took me a long time to realize how big I was as a human.
Yeah.
I guess.
To put it all in perspective.
You're like one of those St. Bernards that thinks it's a puppy.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly. But that was a real scary moment. Like for a half a second, I think, I'm going to decapitate
you. Well, yeah.
That's
crazy.
Oh, so if it had been a real strong industrial fan, it would have been bad. Thank God it was a cheap little kitchen ceiling
luckily,
fan.
I think like even Mythbusters did a thing where usually the worst it'll do is cut you.
Yeah.
You know, it like it's not going to take your head off. Uh-huh. They eventually made one strong enough to take your head off, but,
yeah.
You know.
So what about you? What's the moment you thought, I've killed someone? let's go to voice changing technology. Hello, Anonymous.
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? What happened?
Okay, so it was over, we'll say 5-6 years ago. I went to go pick some folks up from a party that needed a ride home. There were some gentlemen there that did not agree with my presence at that location. Two of them came after me. One of them had a knife and tried stabbing me in the kidney. So I grabbed a large wrench out of my pickup, hit the one kid in the head, and gave him like 13 stitches and cracked his skull.
So there was a moment where you thought, oh my God, I've killed this guy?
Yes. State police were involved. It was a big deal. I got cleared of the charges.
Oh my God. What are you going to do? The guy has issues.
Yeah, the guy has issues now, though.
Mental issues.
Yeah.
We always make it almost to the end of the whole story, and then somehow one little piece gets.
It's horrible.
The guy is.
Oh man! Yeah. Got hit with your wrench, guys. 14 stitches. Way in my head.
That is not something to laugh about, but it is.
No, no, it's terrible.
It is.
But he pulled a knife on him. You know,
it's just how it all played out here.
Should have never pulled a knife on that guy.
Wow. That's a shocking start.
Hmm.
Okay.
It's only up from here.
Or not. Here's a text that came in. Mentioned to a certain friend that someone owed a good bit of money to me and I could really use it. All my friend said was, I'll take care of it. All I know is the kid's car was at my house and my friend said, you don't need to worry about him.
I am worried.
Yeah.
I'm a little
So it sounds
worried.
Like he doesn't know if he killed someone or not. Someone else said, I made someone ride the Top Thrill Dragster roller coaster with me at Cedar Point. They passed the F out. I totally thought they died.
Whoa.
Every once in a while, people get so scared that they pass out, which is the funniest thing ever. I mean, those any ride where people pass out on, so funny. It's so funny.
It is, if they're alive at the end
if
of it.
If they're alive.
Because that's how... I worked at a theme park, and a few times they come back, and they're not alive.
Hmm.
It happened twice in the years I worked there.
Really?
When people pulled died? Into the station, there were dead people there. Like, they had died. Massive heart attack.
A hell of a way to go out.
Absolutely.
It twice. Really is.
That's insane,
twice
dude.
In my years at the theme park.
Were they old?
One guy was overweight.
Uh-huh.
And the other guy, no, he was like in his late 40s.
Wow.
But just had a massive heart attack on the ride.
Well, no more rides.
By the time the theme park, like ambulance arrived, gone.
Were you yelling at him, like calling him a son of a
no,
bitch?
No, I wasn't there. I was just at the park.
Slapping him?
Like the ride shuts down. It became the talk of the park. You know, someone died that day.
Mm.
But yeah, I know it happened twice when I worked there. Back here to the phones, an anonymous woman on voice changing technology calling us from Rhode Island. So we're talking about the moment you thought you might have killed someone.
Penis balls.
Penis.
So speaking of passing out, it wasn't that I thought I killed someone. It was that someone thought they killed me. I have a heart condition where if my heart rate goes a little too high, not you know, just a little bit high, but just over where it should be, I pass out. Sometimes for like 20 seconds, sometimes for an hour. Me and my boyfriend at the time were doing the do, and my heart rate just went a little too high. Of course, now I was on top, so I'm doing me, and then it happens. I pass out. I smash my face on his, so I hurt him,
Duff, yeah.
and... And then, yeah, I was still out, and he just kept going.
He just kept going. Whoa, boy. Didn't know for an answer.
He thought I was just so tired or something from being on top, whatever, that he kept going. So 5 minutes later, I wake up, and I wake up to him still going, but like, Kate? Hey, Kate? Kate, you okay? Kate, oh God. I'm like, hello? Are you okay? Hi, what's happening?
So he thought he killed you, but you were alive.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
He was like,
well, he still is.
Oh,
okay. Going.
Anonymous, yeah. Kate, thanks for joining us. Anonymous, Kate.
Anonymous Kate.
Everybody right. knows a Kate.
I sure do. My sister's name.
When you call it anonymously with voice changing technology and then say your name 15
times
in a row. Anonymous Kate. Oh, man.
Well.
That's a scary time, though. If someone, a lot of these stories involve sex, people passing out during sex. And
I'm
it
sorry.
Is a real scary moment.
But if someone passes out while you're doing it, you
stop.
Are not allowed
you
to
cannot
keep
continue.
Going.
You cannot
you're not
continue.
Allowed to keep going.
There's your Dave
guys.
And Chuck the Freak PSA of the day. You can't continue.
Don't continue banging.
No.
Out cold.
Not at all. Your face slams into you. And I just think that's what she's into.
Yeah, like you just think someone wanted to headbutt you.
No.
Yeah.
And then she's unresponsive.
Kate. Yep.
Kate. Kate. Anonymous Kate. Kate.
You coming back, Anonymous Kate?
Let's find out from this regular line here how this person almost killed a stripper.
Oh boy.
Hello, Anonymous.
How's she going?
Hey, tell us about the time where you thought you killed someone.
Well, I was at my buddy's bachelor party, and I was the best man, so of course I got a couch dance at the end of the night. You know, I had a few beers in me, and she's doing her thing, everything's going great. Get some boobies in the face, okay, that's all right. And I'm a pretty big fella. She climbs me like a mountain and straddles my shoulders. And she was just a little bitty thing. Well, she starts trying to rub her bits in my face.
Right.
And I don't want no stripper bits in my face.
No,
right?
My God, no. React.
So I'm telling her, I'm like, okay, that's close enough. That's good. That's good.
That's
so
close enough. Yeah.
There wasn't much else I could do. I just stood right up, and this was happening on a futon, and I went to set her down nicely. Well, after the beers had kicked in, I had a little bit of a head rush. Basically, powerbombed the stripper into a futon.
No.
And I look at all my buddies. I'm like, oh my God, I broke the stripper.
Oh my God.
She was okay though.
Yeah, she was fine. I don't know. It must have been the cocaine or whatever she was doing.
You power bombed her.
Oh my God.
Power bombed her into the spine of the food.
Oh my God.
Catch your calling.
You know, that's my reaction too. Though is like I don't realize it, but I will. I'll do something like that. My body reacts in a way sometimes that I don't understand.
I think all of us do. Like, honestly, I think it activates your fight or flight response in certain scenarios.
Yeah.
And if there were like poisonous bits about to touch your face, I think that you could, because my initial thought was just I thought he was going to say he just shoved her off. You know, he actually stood up and then power bombed her.
Yeah.
But, I mean, my God, what a terrible.
That's crazy.
Oh.
That's cool.
Poisonous bits.
By amphetamine or whatever. Yeah, well, kept her alive.
Yeah.
Let's go next to Matt.
Heart didn't stop that way.
Matt from Boston. When did you think you almost killed someone?
Penis. What's going on, guys? I was 17 years old and I bought my first car. So I slap plates on it, and I started driving around the neighborhood when I decided to go around a turn, and the brakes didn't work.
Oh, my God.
Mind you, I only had the car for about 15 minutes. I was driving it from the kid I bought it from. I drove through a house going about 40 miles an hour.
Oh, my God. No way.
Right into a bedroom. The whole nine, I see a fish tank on the ground. People come in. They start screaming. My son's underneath the car.
Oh, my God.
No.
Dude.
No.
So we all jump out. We're all trying to lift the car off him. Finally, the cops show up. They rip me away, handcuff me, throw me in the back. The kid was mentally handicapped to boot. So after about an hour of sitting in the cop car, I'm thinking he's dead. I'm going to jail for manslaughter the whole night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How's the kid?
Well,
broken collarbone. That was it.
Oh, my God. Well, thank God.
What a terrible my collarbone. Story.
No.
Collarbone.
No.
Yeah. Survived by no other car. No.
What noise was that, Dave, that you made?
I don't know. I sucked in all the air.
Yeah, you did. As if you were trying to breathe in his story.
Hit the air. Thank God. Poor
thank
kid.
God the kid's okay.
The kid, yeah. I mean, maybe he just didn't realize the real situation he was in. That's all I can.
Well, yeah, I mean, yes.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
No, I get it, but holy cow.
I can't imagine flying into a room and being on top of a kid.
No, I can't. You see a fish tank.
And
the fish is flopping around. And then you see a kid.
I'd be traumatized to drive.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sure.
After that.
When you're going to buy a car, ask him if the brakes work.
Oh.
Wow.
Dave.
I don't know what happened.
Tried to suck the story up.
I did. Stop the story. Always challenge.
It was amazing. It was an amazing noise. It was. and you didn't even do it like off to the side. You actually put your face right into the microphone.
That's the same noise I make when I eat spaghetti.
Nope. Special James spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
No. Yeah. Oh, well.
Okay.
It took a turn.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're off to a blazing start.
We are.
This is just the start.
Yes. Goodness. Let's ask you this. How did you almost kill someone?
Mm-hmm.
What happened? 1-855-954-6969. Voice changing technology, Anonymous from Westland. Hi, Anonymous.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. When did you think you almost killed someone?
About 15 years ago, I went to a wedding and, open bar. I woke up the next day with my dress ripped and still had my pantyhose on, and I was covered in blood. And I had no recollection of it.
Oh, damn, my. Open bar.
Hmm. Did you thought you had killed someone?
Well,
I did. I have the story told to me. I caught my boyfriend at the time doing drugs at the wedding.
Uh-huh.
And I was not aware that he did things like that. And I guess I just lost my mind. On the way home, I was trying to hit him, but we had people in between. And then when we got home, I ripped my dress off like the Hulk and punched like three windows in my house, hence where all the blood came from, and repeatedly tried to get him to come near me. I kept saying, come here, because I wanted to hit him.
Yeah.
And he was not in the house when I woke up, so I thought I killed him.
He's like,
I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah. And Lisa says, damn, open bar. Open bar.
She didn't remember anything.
I got a human arm in my pocket.
I don't know.
open bar at a wedding.
Stupid guys, open bar.
I don't know what I did, you know? My pantyhose are ripped. There's blood on me.
Open bars.
A voice changing technology, Anonymous from Boston. Tell us about the time you thought you killed someone.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
What's up?
Good. So, 2011, I was 18 years old. I was coming towards the end of a deployment in Afghanistan, and we had our hands on a whole bunch of booze, basically. And we were having a good time, having a party. I was 18 years old in the Army, and I couldn't sleep one night. This Navy SEAL comes up to me in the chow hall, this is past midnight, and he's like, hey, you know, you want to go out? You want to go do something tonight? And here I am, like, this young kid from Boston thinking, like, oh, goodness, geez, it's a Navy SEAL. He, you know, he's going to take me on some spy mission or something.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you know, let me pick you up at your room in about 10 minutes. And so he picks me up in his, like, ATV thing, and he's like, hey, you ready? And I'm like, yeah, you know, do I need my weapon? He's like, no, no, kid, but we're going drinking. And I'm like, oh. All right, fine. He's like, yeah. So we get there. We're having a good time. And one of these Navy SEALs gets called out. He has to leave. So they all start calling him a coward, making fun of him, you know, for leaving the party, et cetera. And we decide to take all of his furniture, his bureaus, his bed, everything in his room, and light a bonfire. I may or may not have taken the bureau that was full of his ammunition and thrown it in the bonfire.
Uh-oh.
And it started going off all the way around us. It was hilarious. I was going home, and we were all going home in about, like, 3 weeks, and here I am with a mug full of vodka thinking, okay, I made it this far, and this is it. This is, you know, my mom is going to be pissed when she finds us.
Yeah, that's how it goes. That's how you go out, throwing ammunition into a bonfire.
Yeah.
He didn't realize he had done that, but he did it. Not a way you want to die.
You know, another thing that'll get you killed? Burning a Navy SEAL's furniture.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. They can defend themselves.
They can find you at any time. They just pop up. They're in your swimming pool.
Crawl out of your bath drain.
Yeah. Exactly.
Drain.
They're painted like one of your walls.
On a regular line here, Carrie is calling us from Chicago. Carrie, tell us about the time you thought you killed someone.
Well, I didn't actually try and kill someone or almost kill someone. It was my mother-in-law who accidentally almost killed me.
What happened?
What happened was when my husband and I were still engaged, we came home from college, and my mother-in-law made us this really nice dinner. She made some really nice fried fish. Unfortunately, nobody really knew that I had a very serious fish allergy.
Oh.
And I ate about 2 bites of the fish before I started reacting to it. And my now husband, had to rush me to the hospital because I went into anaphylactic shock at my in-law's house.
So you didn't even know you had this allergy?
I'd reacted like once before, but I was a really little kid, so nobody knew what kind of fish it was.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you rolled the dice on yourself. That's pretty damn scary. Many times people have almost killed me with nut stuff.
Oh, I bet.
My Indian in-laws have done it several times.
Really?
Oh, yeah. First time I met her parents, they had like bowls of nuts all over the room.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Like, oh, welcome to the family. Well,
they were probably like, please eat.
Yeah.
White devil.
Yeah.
Please eat.
Please.
Take some, white man. Michael from South Bend, Indiana. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about the time you thought you'd killed someone.
It was actually my little brother, and we were playing Duck, Duck, Goose.
Uh-huh.
With a whole bunch of little kids, and he decided he wanted to cheat and jump through the middle, so I yelled, jump on in, stop him, and a whole bunch of kids, a lot of overweight children too, just kind of dogpiled him. All of a sudden, I just hear two pops come out of nowhere, and like, no noise whatsoever, and me and another guy were like, alright, everybody up, 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 off, off, and he is not moving whatsoever. Just turns out, like, one of the discs on his spine just, like, popped out of place.
Oh!
Jesus. Oh,
it's Duck, Duck, Goose.
Spine.
That's the most intense game of Duck, Duck, Goose there's ever been.
I've never heard of. God.
So, you know, is he all right, though?
Yeah, he's okay.
Okay.
I just remembered one from me being in grade school. They had these things called Earth Balls. And I don't think anyone's allowed to play with them anymore. But basically, it was like almost like a canvas beach ball that was about 6 feet tall and
I remember those.
Okay?
Yeah.
Giant. And they unleashed one of these things in our school gym, and all of us kids were pushing it all around and rolling it, and it was huge. Like, there was no way to stop it. And this guy, Mark, was not paying attention. He was one of the nerdier kids, and he was in the middle of the gym floor, and I was pushing this thing with all my might and running, and I ran him
completely over with this earth ball and his head smashed against the ground.
Oh,
so
my God.
He was shaking and was like, you know, like, I mean, I put him into, gave him a concussion, like, for sure.
And that's why they don't have earth balls anymore.
But that is why they don't. But I thought for sure, oh, look,
oh, man.
Mark's dying. Scary. He's dying. I've killed him. And they got him out of there, but he was fine.
Well, I almost just killed someone. Someone said, I did almost die after Dave made that noise. I choked on my McGriddle while driving.
That noise is something else.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.